Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So, yesterday I had a little, I was off for the past 2 days, right?
You were.
And I went to Vegas just to visit a friend of mine who moved there for a new job. I did what a normal person does in Vegas, gets a fancy meal. I went to McDonald's.
So, for a split second, I thought you like really did get like a fancy meal.
No, I went to McDonald's. It was great.
Well, you know what they say about the Vegas McDonald's food? So much better.
It really is, though. It really is.
Got a reservation and everything. It was awesome. So I went, and you know how like the new drive-thrus, they have like a two-lane drive-thrus kind of a situation?
Yes.
I don't know why, but these new drive-thrus give me anxiety times 100. And I don't know why.
Is the anxiety, does it come from making a decision on which one to go, left or right?
It comes from making multiple decisions here for my McDoubles with extra onion and extra pickle. Do you know what I'm saying?
You already have to like try to figure out what you're going to eat off the menu, and then now they're making you choose which lane to go down?
I don't need to
It's McDonald's. You know what you're going to eat off the menu. You've known what you're going to eat off the menu since you were six.
That's another pet peeve of mine. It's like you're at the McDonald's menu for way too long. Like you should already know what you want when you get here.
Yeah, I mean, for the most
part.
Because I know what I want when I get there, and then once I get up there, I'm like, oh, but do I want that instead?
Right, it's a big decision. I know. So there's multiple decisions that you have to make. The first of which is, okay, do you want to get behind person A or person B? So anyway, so that's the first decision that you have to make that's anxiety-ridden.
Yes.
So I went with B. I went with line B, and sure enough, I ordered my food at the drive-thru, and I was just waiting, and I can hear the same person that took my order at drive-thru B over at drive-thru A now taking this other lady's order.
Okay,
with this one person in front of us. So I'm now waiting. I should be the next person to go up.
Right.
She orders her food over there. Guy in front of us moves up. She proceeds to go in front of me.
And she ordered after you.
And she ordered after me.
Oh, was it very obvious, too?
It was very obvious.
Okay.
Clearly, it was a busy time or whatever. I went, and she went in front of me. Anyway, so she goes in front of me, and I give her this, I give her this,
A shrug emoji?
Throwing your arms up.
Like, really, lady? And she kind of gives me the same kind of,
So she shrug emojis back, right, bro, what? Like,
what did I do? I gave her the finger.
You did give her the finger.
You gave her the finger.
I was hangry, maybe. But,
yeah, you probably were.
And also, I don't know. That's more like a ugh. To me, that's more like a ugh. Get out of my way. Like you're not even worth my time.
So when it comes to car confrontations, okay, you and I grew up on in the Northeast.
Yeah,
I'm from Philly. You're from New York.
Yeah.
A middle finger is nothing.
Right.
Everybody does the middle finger for way less.
Right. It's like, have a good day. Finger.
Sometimes we'll give you the middle finger for letting us go first in a four-way stop intersection.
Stop.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like when you get over at a lane, you know how you usually wave to someone in the rear view? No, it's the finger. It's like, hey.
So it didn't go. So I think a situation escalates when windows get rolled down. That's that because I'm not serious about how much you've pissed me off in the car until I've rolled down my window and I'm making it clear that I would like you to hear my thoughts.
Right. You need to know what I have to say.
Excuse me. Roll your window down. There's something I want to tell you. You know?
Yes.
But nobody out here on the West Coast does that.
I don't think I have ever had anyone roll their window down for me.
Really?
Like if I've gotten in any sort of car
and you've never rolled your window down.
No. Oh my gosh. No.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So you didn't roll your window down.
I didn't roll my window down because I didn't want to cause a scene.
Now in California, giving somebody the finger with windows rolled up. Pearl clutching. How dare you?
Right.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
But Vegas is some kind of weird like beehive of just people. It's like a lot. Let's say 65% minimum of West Coast people. Mm-hmm. But then you also get some East Coast people that are there.
Yep.
And then there's some like Vegas natives that seem to be kind of this weird hybrid of both. Mm-hmm. Like they're West Coast people, but with like a dirty Northeast attitude.
Yeah, they have like a certain look to them.
Uh-huh. Yes, they do.
I don't know what it is.
It's like it's almost like Insane Clown Posse Cowboy.
Yeah.
Like that kind of look. Like I can't see you below the waist, but you're probably still wearing JNCO jeans, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway,
They're chain smoking in the local casinos.
So what was this? So the woman that cut you off, what did she look like? Did she look like she was a Californian, a Northeaster, or a Vegas native?
No, she looked like she was a Vegas native.
Okay.
Like she looked like,
So how did she respond to the finger?
She just rolled her eyes. She kind of gave me another like, couldn't be bothered with me.
All right.
I'm going to get my McFlurry and my pedicure.
All right. That sounds like a California person.
Mm-hmm. You know, it does.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think the Nevada person would do with the Vegas local?
What would they do?
Yeah.
Like I feel like a Vegas local would give you the finger back,
like,
if anything.
I think so, at the very least.
Yeah.
But
it's a blessing when I show up to a drive-thru and it's like one of the old-fashioned ones.
Mm, like, just a straight shot.
Just a straight shot, right. Like, I don't gotta worry
about it. I know what to do here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to have a life-altering decision of going left or right in the fork.
Right. My skin isn't crawling.